This is Congressman Steve Womack with a special edition of Comment from the Capitol. Now, I'm not at the Capitol. I'm back in Northwest Arkansas. In fact, I'm in the Bentonville-Bella Vista area, and I'll come back to that in just a minute. But first, this week in Washington, Pam Bondi was ousted as the Attorney General, and the Chief of Staff of the Army was fired by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, a decision that I think was ill-timed and wholly unnecessary and hurtful, I think, to the United States military, not just because a four-star general was ousted, but right in the middle of a war. And it just happened to be somebody that I think was doing a tremendous job as a Chief of Staff of the Army, leading the Army transformational programs and putting our Army in the best possible condition to win America's wars. But we'll save that for another day. There was also a long conversation among House Republicans regarding what to do with regard to the funding of DHS. As you know, we've passed all the appropriation bills for fiscal 26, with the exception of DHS, and we've had ICE and CBP going without pay, or many of those personnel going without pay, and how to fix that problem and get a funding bill across the House and the Senate and signed by the President is very problematic. And so the discussion this week among House Republicans was to perhaps take a proposal from the Senate that funds everything except ICE and CBP versus a continuing resolution that was passed by the House, and try to figure out how we can accomplish the overall objective by doing the Senate bill and then promising to do funding of CBP and ICE through a reconciliation process. Very complicated subject, but met with significant resistance. So more to come on that in a future report. But back to where I am sitting today. I am at the Oz Bike Trail and Chairlift. I think that's what we call it. I've got the man running the show here, Gary Vernon, with me. Gary, I have to pinch myself to know that I am actually in Northwest Arkansas. What are we looking at here?
Well, we are at the Oz Trails Bike Park in Bella Vista, and we're sitting on a ski lift that has a place to put your bicycle, so you can actually put your bike on the lift at the bottom and have a nice ride, a scenic ride up to the top, and ride your bike down a series of trails. Now, if you don't want to ride your bike, you can come here and just ride the lift like we're doing. We've got this really fantastic view. We're sitting on top of the lift looking out over Bella Vista, and it's quite beautiful, isn't it?
It is spectacular. This region has transformed, and I tell people a lot about my area. I just say we have become the mountain bike capital mecca.
Yes.
Of the world.
That's right. Tom Walton actually trademarked that term, that we are the mountain bike capital of the world, Bentonville, Arkansas.
Well, I knew it was happening because I would travel through XNA Airport and I would see these weird-looking suitcases coming through, and those were bikes. So people transport their bikes and come here for the purpose of seeing the many miles of trails that have been constructed in our area. And now we've got this bike lift. It's an incredible opportunity for people of all shapes and sizes and all means of talent, whether you're a pro style mountain biker or just a beginner. You've got something for everybody.
We do, and this is going to be a place where children are going to be able to get outside, get off their phones, get off their video games. This is going to be a real life video game that's going to get kids active. And it's proven that if you get kids or adults outside in nature, it is great for your mental health. But when you get them active out on a trail out in nature, that's just great physical and mental health. And again, you don't have to be a cyclist to come here and enjoy. You can ride this lift. You can hike here. You can ride up the lift and walk down. You can walk up and ride the lift down. We're going to have art, sprinkled around the trails. And we're looking right now at a top secret large piece of art on top of the lift that you'll have to ride the lift up to come and see. And we're really excited about that, but there's a lot more to come.
Now, it's important to know the bike park and this lift is not operational yet. I think you will do a soft opening sometime later, but official kind of ribbon cutting and opening of the park is set for pretty early June, correct?
June 12th,
and then Gary has told me about some plans for some other holiday excitement that will come up later in the year here at the bike park. But I want you to describe the setting, because at the base of the hill where the operation begins, you've got a very large building, and that's where offices are located, but there's a lot of other stuff in there that people will enjoy.
Well, we've got a restaurant, and we're really excited to partner with Luke Wetzel, who has Oven and Tap in downtown Bentonville, and Townie, the new Townie Burger restaurant. He's going to run our bike park restaurant, and we'll have ice cream, pizza, all kinds of dishes that he's going to come up with, and we're taste testing now, and it's pretty amazing. We'll also have a bike shop where you can come here, you can rent a bike, you can buy bike park gear, you can have come here and have a beer with your friends. It's just going to be another great amenity for Bella Vista, where even if you don't come here to ride a bike, you can come here to the restaurant, just hang out, watch people ride bikes, again take the lift up and just really watch the riders navigate these trails and jumps. And it's going to be like a live action show every time you come here.
So you'll have how many different trails going down? You'll have a beginner, and then you'll have some intermediate and maybe some really professional stuff.
We will have over 30 different trails, and they will range from the brand new beginner rider all the way to the top professional. You know, we have the USA Cycling team, the mountain bike team, come here and train. They were here last week, and they come here to improve their skills. But we also will have a family-friendly experience for all types of skills.
People, I'm sure, parents of school-age kids, looking for opportunities to maybe host birthday parties and this sort of thing. So you'll have, I guess, an events person here that can help schedule that.
Absolutely. And what we like about it, I mean, this could be a place to bring your team building for your corporation. People are going to get married up here on top of the lift and have a wedding party down at the base. We're going to do all kinds of events.
It is an amazing facility that has been constructed in Arkansas's 3rd District. Again, we're located in Benton County, Arkansas. We're just north of Bentonville in the community of Bella Vista, and this is something to behold. I guess it's the only one like it in the state of Arkansas, though I understand that a little south of here, maybe down in Polk County, I think they're looking at something similar.
About 3 years from now, Mena, Arkansas is going to get the exact same lift with a little more elevation.
Yeah. Now, before I leave today, you've introduced me to several of your staff members here, so tell me, Scott, the guy that kind of knows all about these lifts, I mean, he's been around lifts all his life, so you've got professional expertise here.
We have an all-star team, if we wanted to find somebody to help us turn this lift on, we'd have to call somebody as far away as Colorado. So we went out and recruited Scott from New England, and he's been all across the U.S., 35 years in the business, and he is one of the best in the business. And then his number two, Jamie, has got 24 years in the business. So we've got two of the best guys in the U.S. that are going to operate this lift to make sure that it's the best experience you can possibly have.
I want to reemphasize, it matters not your skill level here.
Yep.
If you have never been on a mountain bike before, down at your facility at the big building we spoke of earlier, there will be classes and training that will be available. Plus, there will be opportunities for people to bring their kids out for like day trips and that sort of thing that will help them understand, you know, the techniques of mountain biking.
That's absolutely right. We have 5-time world champion Annika Beerten from the Netherlands that helps us design and build our mountain bike school. And if in the summer you'll be able to drop off your youngster and they can ride with a bunch of other kids with certified instructors, and we'll have a kids bike camp here. If you're an adult wanting to learn how to ride off-road for the first time, we're going to have classes for that. And if you're an expert trying to improve your skills to even be better, we're going to have classes for that.
Gary, what a What a marvelous facility. What a great addition to our region. Something else that we can brag about here in Northwest Arkansas. Our thanks. Good luck with your soft opening in late May and the official opening of this facility on June 12th.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's another report. A special edition of Comment from the Capitol. As always, I invite your views. I'm Steve Womack.